Welcome to the Badass Breastfeeding Podcast. This is Diane, your lactation consultant.
And this is Abby, the Badass Breastfeeder. And today's episode is brought to you by the Better Milk Banana. If you have that good, thick hind milk that is always sticking to your refrigerated storage bottles, we have the perfect tool for depositing it back into your milk. And today's episode is also brought to you by Sarah's Chill, a company that never stops making the lives of breastfeeding parents easier. Clunky coolers, bulky bags, batteries, and cords are so yesterday. And we will hear more from our sponsors later, but you can always head to badassbreastfeedingpodcast.com and check out our sponsor page and see if you can give them any of your business because they make this podcast possible. And while you're there, scroll down and enter your email address and we'll send you episodes straight to your inbox every week. And we are on Patreon. And we are having a blast, and we wish you would join us for our ad-free extra episodes and our mini podcast videos and our Zoom hangouts once a month. We get to hang out with each other, and we talk about whatever, our lives
Everything.
Or breastfeeding yeah. or whatever. And we have weekly wellness checks where we get in the comment section and talk with each other, and our Revolution Parenting episodes are over there. And the link to Patreon is in the top of the notes from wherever you're listening from. Scroll down, find your notes. And it's right there. It's also at badassbreastfeedingpodcast.com. So please check out the tiers there and join us because it's a lot of fun. And we're still hosting our ongoing giveaway for people who leave reviews around the internet. If you can leave reviews or stars or anything anywhere, do that. Take a screenshot. Send it to badassbreastfeedingpodcast@gmail.com. along with your address, and we will send you a goodie bag of stickers and thank you for nursing in public cards. And now Diane has our review of the week.
Yeah, I do. As soon as my phone opens. Here it is. Expecting baby number 3 in a few weeks, and I'm very determined to nurse this baby. My first was twins, and it was a struggle, and I ended up exclusively pumping. I feel very confident going into this time and feel like I've armed myself with tons of research. Thanks, ladies. I don't know if there's anything more intimidating to somebody who plans to nurse their baby than hearing, you're having multiples.
Oh my God.
Think, you know, I have been there, so I get it. But I think exclusively pumping for twins is wow. So thank you so much for listening while you're pregnant and good luck. I hope everything works out and everything is wonderful, which I'm sure everything's going to work out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. But thank you for taking the time to leave that for us. And I hope everything is wonderful with your new babe.
Yeah, and, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But so today, should we talk about chemicals?
We're going to talk about chemicals. Because,
I went on Instagram the other day and somebody, some fantastic, I'm sure it was a podcast listener, tagged me. I'll see if I can find it so I can give her a shout out. Tagged me in this post by People. Oh no, this is my private account where and I go to this post and they're like going on, it's like this headline about chemicals in your breast milk. Like, oh my God, this like shocking thing about how chemicals are found in your The headline is U.S. breast milk contaminated by 25 kinds of flame retardant chemicals. Let's panic.
This was tagged to me too. So.
Oh, it was? Oh,
yeah. I want to.
Anyway,
it was.
Let's talk.
People are
I'll
panicking.
See if I can give her a shout out because it was. I was like, "Oh, thank you." Yeah, actually, you know what? Let's do a whole episode on this.
Yeah. So, first of all, I mean, I read this. I read the People. And if you guys, if anybody hasn't seen it yet, we'll put it in the show notes. But it's a very small article about the research that was done. So I went to the actual research study to look at that. But because I really like to try to find out like what the deal is with this stuff. So it's BFRs that they were looking for, which is brominated flame retardants. And they had a total of 25 different types of BFRs identified in the milk. They're commonly found in plastics, televisions, electronics. I'm going to read what it says in the original study, because this I thought was really kind of telling. It says, with their widespread use, persistence, and tendency to escape from products into the indoor environment, BFRs have been detected in indoor dust and air, human serum and breast milk, outdoor air, sediment, surface water, fish, and wildlife. Primary exposure routes include accidental ingestion and dermal absorption of indoor dust, inhalation, and food consumption. How could it not be in your breast milk?
It's in your body.
Right.
It's in your body, whether you're breastfeeding or not. And by the way, it's in your baby's body, whether they're breastfeeding or not.
Because they're inhaling the air, which is where it is.
It's in our environment. These are everywhere. You can't just be like, oh, shit, I'm not going to breastfeed. I got to protect my baby from this harmful stuff. Well, you know what? That's not how you do it, because it's in all of us right
now. Everywhere.
It's everywhere. In all of us. It's in your baby. It's everywhere.
They also said that it has been found in one class of BFRs has also been detected in plastic toys with recycled plastic content. So here we are thinking we're doing the good thing by buying our kids the toys that have been, made with recycled stuff, and you're getting the BFRs. So for the actual research study itself, they looked at breast milk from 50 women.
I know.
That's not that was a big another sample thing. Size.
It's like, okay. But 50 whatever.
Women.
You could test everyone's breast milk. It's going to be in there.
And it's not even 50 women, like one from each state, 50 women in Seattle. That's where it was. 50 women in Seattle. So how do we know that maybe the Seattle is, has more chemicals because of everything that goes on in Seattle? They're the hub of,
A lot of things. Yeah.
A lot of things. Yeah. So how do we know that it's just not more prominent in Seattle? And maybe if they looked at it from 50 women who lived in Maine.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be,
I mean, that's very true, actually. That would be true.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is coming from our environment, and it's going to be, different. Although, all the stuff that's shipped from Seattle is going all over. It's everywhere. It's in
everywhere.
Everything.
Yeah.
And if it's not BFRs, it's some other kind of chemical. Mm-hmm. We've got the microplastics we're learning about now. The only way to stop this is to regulate the use of these chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Not by changing the way you feed your baby. This is not your fault. It's not your problem. It is your problem, but it's not your fault.
Nothing you did.
And there's nothing you did, and there's nothing you can do except, mobilize the people to get these chemicals and these trillion-dollar corporations to regulate these chemicals.
Now, one of the things, and they're trying to do that, I guess that's what they're saying.
And it's happened with chemicals in the past, and you don't find those in our environment anymore because we don't use them anymore.
Right. One of the things that I did see, which I thought was very, very promising, was it said that they've done this research before.
This is not new at all.
Yeah. They have done this research before, and they said that now the concentrations of these chemicals in breast milk have been decreasing over time, and it's 70% less now than it was 20 years ago. That is good. So if you're, nursing a baby now, at least know that those chemicals are not as abundant as it was 20 years ago.
But also nursing is not, that's really nothing to do with the conversation.
Right.
Because it's in your baby regardless. They're in this environment. It's in your body. It's in your baby's body. The fact that it's transferring from your body to your baby's body, that's like a moot point.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised with this article. I expected it to be like, the breast milk is bad and, blah, blah, blah. And it really wasn't anything like that. It was like these chemicals are in your breast milk. These chemicals shouldn't be in the environment. These chemicals should be banned. And that was kind of, you know, it. It wasn't like, oh my God, nobody should be breastfeeding. That's really not what it was about at all.
But this is what People Magazine did and made this title so that it's fear-mongering, clickbaity bullshit. And now everyone's panicking. I mean, actually, the comment section, I was really impressed by. People were like, oh, wow. Did you, who, you know, did you, is this formula company propaganda? Or like, what is your, like, what's the, what are you, what's your motivation here? Like, sounds like this is from a formula company. So people were really kind of, most people were really on it.
It's really, it's not, it's scary. I think if I were, you know, if I were a first time mom and I saw this and, you know, was like, oh my God, I think it would make me nervous too, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's when you really read it and look into it, like these are chemicals that are just everywhere. And I had read something not too long ago about what we don't know what babies are ingesting when they suck on a pacifier. Like that's a plastic thing.
Right.
So, yeah, it is. You know, like
or the nipple of a bottle.
Right.
Or the window ledge. I mean, Jack used to go up to the window ledge and bite it.
Oh, my kids used to bite on their crib.
Yeah. I mean, they put everything in their mouth.
Yeah.
Who knows if they go out and lick the sidewalk? And like, I mean.
And that was one of the things they're saying, like they're getting it from toys because they're putting toys in their mouth all the time. So kids can get it from, you know, they're getting it from toys. Right. But if it's in the dust, I mean, God, our whole family's going to die tomorrow from the dust in our house.
It's in the dust. It's in the air.
Yeah.
It's just like in the air that's you're breathing. So you can't, there's nothing you can do about it. Just stop worrying about it. I mean, don't worry about your breast milk. It's one more thing to not worry about with your breast milk. Worry about it for the environment, sure. But like the way you feed your baby is not making that difference. And should we talk about the chemicals in formula?
Oh my God.
I mean, what? Give your baby formula so that you can avoid these chemicals in your breast milk.
Yeah, I've heard that before. People saying that.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, first of all, the breast milk is so protective for your baby anyway, in so many other ways.
We live in this toxic environment. You should breastfeed. That's even more reason to breastfeed.
Yeah. You want your baby to have the protective factors of that milk. Yeah. For sure. So I got into this, like, I was texting Abby
Diane
about this.
Diane fell down a rabbit hole last night.
I did fall down a rabbit hole looking into chemicals in formula because I wanted to, I didn't want some kind of clickbaity article either. So I wanted to try to find something that was kind of legitimate. So I did find these two, I don't have them pulled up, these two websites that were pretty legit. And they're saying, and they look, this one place, I'll have to link it, looks at everything that's in baby food overall. They just like test all these baby foods and they put out there what their findings are. Arsenic was found in 80% of formulas that they tested.
Yeah, I mean, that's found
like
in our
large
food
amounts
too.
Large amounts of arsenic.
They're finding large amounts in rice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These are also things that are just everywhere.
And they said that certified organic formula had 2 times more arsenic than regular formula. And I know everybody picks organic because they think it's the better formula, but organic formulas have chemicals and stuff in them too.
Right.
There's lots of chemicals in formulas. There's just a lot. There's heavy metal, arsenic. There's just, I'm going to see if I can pull up.
There's all kinds of shit in there. And we're not saying don't use formula because like sometimes people need to use it, but like to then position breast milk in this way that like it's not healthy is just, it just creates chaos for no reason.
It really does. It's just, yeah, it's really crazy.
But I thought the People article even was interesting because it was like breast milk, you know, has been contaminated with this flame retardants. And then it goes on to talk about how they're used in all kinds of products and, you know, kids get it in their mouth and it's in the air and all of this and this and this. And they don't really bring up breastfeeding again.
No.
Like, it's literally the most clickbaity thing I've ever seen.
It's really bad. And it really is. It really
and then
is.
They even talk about how, like, Best Buy
yeah,
decided to use a different chemical and so, or different, you know, decided to use something different. And so they replaced that as something safer with something safer. And I'm like, what? Okay. We started off with a breast milk headline and now we're talking about. But it's also like, that is how you make the change. You stop using the product, you stop using these chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Then these levels will decrease in our bodies and in your breast milk. You don't not give your baby breast milk.
Right.
That's like the worst decision. If you're making your decision about that based on this thing, this situation, that is a misinformed decision.
So I've got this, where I found a lot of this information about the baby food stuff came from Clean Label Project. So maybe I'll get into this once, we should take our break and then I'll get into.
Okay. Yeah, we'll take our break. And then I'm also going to, I found the person who tagged us and it was Allie M. She's a patron. We know her. Hi, shout out to Allie. Thanks for tagging us.
Shout out to Allie.
This is your episode. we'll be right back. Today's episode is brought to you by the Better Milk Banana. Listen up, because this is really interesting. If you have that good, thick, kind milk that's always sticking to your refrigerated storage bottles, we have the perfect tool for depositing it back into your milk and ensuring that your baby gets every drop of that liquid gold. So, you know, that fat that sticks to the top of your milk or floats to the top of your milk and then sticks to the edge of the bottle. That's what we're talking about. The Better Milk Banana is a spatula, custom designed by a pumping mama, allowing you to scrape that fat back into your milk. No more shaking, no heating required. Just a quick swipe and your baby gets all the benefits of your pumping efforts. So it's just like a little thing. You scrape that milk back in instead of having to like stand there and shake it and shake it and shake it and stick your fingers in there and say, you know, whatever you're doing to try to get it off. And it never all comes off anyway. So head over to bananajams.com. That's B-A-N-A-N-A. Gwen Stefani taught us. -JAMS.com. That's banana-jams.com. Or check them out at Shop Banana Jams on Instagram for more details and use code BADASS for 20% off of your purchase of the banana jam. No, the banana, Better Milk Banana. Banana Jams is the name of the company. Check them out. Instagram, Banana Jams. Shop Banana Jams. And our today's episode is also brought to you by Sari's Chill, a company that never stops making the lives of breastfeeding parents easier. Clunky coolers, bulky bags, batteries, and cords are so yesterday. Created by a mom for moms, Sari's Chill guarantees convenience with their double-walled stainless steel breast milk chillers. A handful of ice is all you need to keep your breast milk or formula safe for 20 hours. No more lugging around bags full of plastic and chemical freeze packs. Now you can pump and double pump all day into one sleek container. Sari's Chill is there for you no matter where your journey takes you. Breast milk storage, formula storage, cow's milk for toddlers, and more. Their products are not only beautiful, they're also travel friendly and FSA, HSA reimbursable. This is truly breast milk storage reimagined. Head to sarischill.com, that's C-E-R-E-S-C-H-I-L-L.com, or check them out on Instagram for more details. And you can use code BADASS for 15% off of your purchase. And today's sponsors and the promo codes and the links and everything that I have mentioned can be found in the show notes under this episode where you are listening from right now. You can scroll down, find your show notes, and all of this stuff will be right there. And it will also be at badassbreastfeedingpodcast.com. And over there, you will also find all of our other episodes and information about scheduling your very own one-on-one online lactation consultation with Diane.
So the where I found this info on the baby food products, oh my God, is from the Clean Label Project. And I'll link it in the show notes in case anybody wants to look at it, because it is, I mean, it's kind of interesting. I don't want anybody to go like, oh my God, I'm killing my kid. You're not. Like, this is just stuff that's out there.
It's out there. It's in. It's not just in baby food either.
No, it's like
it's in all of our food. It's in everything.
I don't know why we should think that baby food is safer. Why do we think that? Like, we want it to be, right?
We want it to be, but it's not any different than any other kind of like processed or even. I mean, like stuff. When we think like even like processed food, whole foods are better. Like, I mean, yeah, but also that stuff is grown in our contaminated soil too.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's just all of these chemicals are out there again. Like, you can't avoid them. The only way to stop this is to have these chemicals regulated. That's the only way.
They're not necessarily regulated as well here in the United States. That's one of the problems, that they're not, they're better regulated in other countries.
Yeah.
Not so much here.
No, because all we hear about is profit here. So we just use
right,
whatever.
Yeah. We pretty much use whatever. So they tested 86 different infant formulas, 30 different baby cereals. I didn't even know there's 30 different kinds of baby cereals, quite honestly.
I know, 80 different kinds of formula? I didn't even know there was that many.
86 different kinds of formulas. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Which would suggest that there's more on right. the market. Like, that's, wow.
Yeah, I don't know. But so nearly 80% of the formulas that they tested were positive for arsenic. I said that before. Certified organic baby food products have tested over 2 times the arsenic compared to conventional baby foods tested. 60% of products claiming to be BPA-free tested positive for BPA. I have heard in the past that the organic formulas, you know, especially when talking about organic formulas, are not necessarily organic. And I know everybody wants to think that when they get organic formula, that they are getting the best formula for their baby, but there really is not.
Yeah, organic is a tricky thing.
Organic's kind of tricky.
Because if it's not organic, it actually means that they're not using the like pesticides and the whatever chemicals that are regulated, but that just means that they're using ones that aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And like, maybe they're better, but maybe not.
So cadmium, which is a carcinogenic metal that can be found in batteries.
Ew.
Soy-based infant formulas have on average 7 times more cadmium than other formulas. So, And soy-based formulas, like, believe it or not, soy-based formulas aren't supposed to be the go-to. Like, they're supposed to be like, if your baby cannot tolerate anything else kind of yeah. thing. If there's no other option, it should be like a medically indicated thing. Soy formulas are not supposed to be like, oh, your baby didn't do well on the regular formula, so let's just automatically go to soy. Like, it's not supposed to be like that. You're supposed to really try every other thing before you go to soy. Soy is not necessarily the best thing for your baby.
Well, yeah. And I think because we trash on dairy a lot. So then people mm-hmm. are like, oh, well, I want to avoid dairy, so I should use soy.
Right, right.
But, yeah, you know, it's a little bit more nuanced than that.
So says here is a little thing that they've got to hear about organic. It says organic food sales reached nearly $50 billion last year. And this is not last year. This is, I think, a couple years ago. So it probably is higher than that now.
Yeah.
And much of it was in baby foods. Wow. So why do consumers buy organic? 90% of them buy organic to avoid pesticides, 70% to avoid GMOs, and 40% because they think it's more nutritious.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that's how it's advertised.
Yeah, exactly.
And people say like, well, I'm not affected by advertising. Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
We all are.
And but they do show that it does have the presence of lead and the presence of cadmium. So it's really, they're not necessarily the best. And then there's a thing in here. It says California, two formulas were pulled off California grocery store shelves because their lead levels exceeded state thresholds. One had twice the lead levels observed during the Flint, Michigan drinking water crisis. In the absence of federal law, the same product is still legally for sale in the other 49 states.
Oh,
and I looked at the formula. I looked it up and it was just, they were toddler formulas that I never even heard of before.
Oh, but, toddler formulas. That's a whole other episode.
It's a joke. but the point is, like I said, I've used formula with my kids.
Yeah.
Abby used formula with her kids. Like we know, we're not sitting here going, oh my God, formula is the worst thing in the world. What we're saying is that you're not getting a cleaner product going to formula. And I have heard people say, oh, my doctor told me to just formula feed because there's chemicals in your breast milk.
That's insane.
I mean, come on. It is insane. So the point of the whole thing is that there's chemicals everywhere. You're not getting a better product necessarily going to formula.
No.
I mean, at least the chemicals in your breast milk are less than what is in formula. But the chemicals are still going to be there just because.
Right. There's no, this is like a not even an infant feeding conversation. This is a environmental corporate capitalism conversation. Like this is where this is all starts. And like your feeding choice, I mean, like breast milk is going to provide the protective factors that we want. And so that's still going to be your best choice, even when we're having this chemical conversation. Your baby's going to get the protective factors of breast milk, which is what they're going to need it, because there's a lot going on here. There is a lot going on in this world.
They are going to need it. The other thing that nobody considers, which is like, I don't know, it drives me a little bit crazy, but is that breast milk is not, or breastfeeding, I should say, is not just about food. That is not what this is all about. There is more to breastfeeding. There is way more to breastfeeding than just food. Obviously, yes, that is the dominant piece of it, but it is not the only piece of it. So if we are going to just like cut our baby off because there's chemicals in our breast milk, your baby's going to get those chemicals just by breathing in the air.
Yeah.
And now they're going to be cut off from the bonding, from the psychological benefits, from the brain development, from, you know, all of the things that they're getting from breastfeeding. They're no longer going to have their comfort, their security, you know, all of that stuff. They're not going to have that now because we were concerned that they were getting a little bit of chemicals that's in our air anyway.
Yeah, that's in them anyway. It's in your baby. You can't get it out.
Can't get it out. Your baby is contaminated. Yeah,
we all are.
Yeah. Yeah. We all have stuff. And I know that they say like, oh, it could lead to, you know, brain development problems. It can lead to like, they tell all this stuff, but I feel like that is a pretty broad stroke of a brush. You know what I mean? Like,
well, don't and we even want if it's our true, milk to- like let's say it's true. And we should say it's true because these chemicals can't be good.
Mm-mm.
Then let's regulate them.
Right.
Let's regulate their use. Let's regulate some of these companies that are just doing whatever they want and causing all kinds of problems for the people. Sorry, I cut you off.
No, that's okay. And I was going to say pretty much the same thing too. Like, these things really do need to be regulated. And like I said, Best Buy can do it. So the rest of the world should be able to do it if Best Buy can do it, right?
Right. That's what the article said.
The article said Best Buy could do it.
If at least Best Buy can do it.
Yeah. But it is everywhere, you know, like different things. But I really did kind of get a kick out of the fact that this was just 50 samples. You know, like they built this.
That is really funny. Yeah.
Huge research, or this huge, you know, article to scare a lot of people over 50 samples from Seattle. Yeah. I think that's kind of a lot.
Yeah, that's not a study.
No.
That's just, you know, yeah. But I mean, there really was a study, right? You clicked through the people thing.
Yeah, there really was a study. And like I said, it's not the first time that they've done it. This is an article that they have, you know, that they've done this. It sounds like almost, it almost sounded like to me that they do this every so many years to see if the chemicals are still there. You know, like,
yeah,
are we getting rid of it in our environment? Almost like this is kind of like a, you know, like the guideline, like, oh, it's still in the breast milk. So, you know, but it was 70% less than it was 20 years ago.
I want to know who is also funding this research. I don't know if that's usually hard to find or harder.
Yeah. It says the authors declared they have no known competing financial interests or personal relationships that could have appealed to influence the work reported in this paper. But that doesn't say who funded it. And we don't know that because there's a lot of people involved in this, in a study. We don't know if one of them had a relationship with somebody in a formula company. You never know.
Yeah.
But this is definitely, people are going to be running for the formula reading this article. I guarantee it.
They are. Yeah. And it's like the purpose of these studies is always interesting to me because it's like, well, what have we learned? We've learned the chemicals are in our body. We already know that. We know that what's in our body passes through our breast milk. We already knew that. We know that breast milk comes out of our breast and goes into our baby. We already knew that.
One of the things, so says, I'm just going to read this. Let's see if it makes more sense to you. Evidence indicates that other BFRs affect the endocrine system, including anti-estrogenic and anti-androgenic effects, increased production of testosterone and estrogen, and disrupt thyroid function. Because of concerns regarding persistence, bioaccumulation, and toxicity, along with high production volume, BFRs have been the target of regulatory efforts. These include a ban on their use in enclosures for electronics displays in European Union and in New York State, and in all enclosures for indoor electronic and electronic products in Washington State. A number of product manufacturers, including Apple and HP, also restrict the use of organohalogen flame retardants in their products. So they tested the milk from the place where they have the most issue?
Yeah.
Is that what that's saying?
I don't know. That was a really long thing. I don't understand sentences like that. I need to read it. I need to read it myself. I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah. So that's kind of what it feels like to me, that they, you know, like, they're trying to put a ban on it, but they've mentioned Washington State, electronic products, electronic products in Washington State. So that just kind of tells me that there's, I don't know, maybe they're saying it in more higher in other places, in specific places.
I mean, that makes sense.
Because of electronics. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because aren't places like Apple and HP in Seattle?
I think so.
Yeah.
It was like Amazon, and isn't Boeing there too or something?
Yeah, there's a lot going on over there. A lot happening in Seattle.
There's a lot going on over there. Use a water filter. I don't know. No, it's not going to work. Don't start. Because people fall down rabbit holes with this.
Mm-hmm.
Not the way you did looking for research, but like,
oh my God.
Then it's like, okay, I need to buy this like water filter. I need to, I don't know, filter my air. I need to do all of these things, which are, you know, if you want to do that, that's fine. But like, also, this stuff is in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the things in our air. It's in the things in our, in the stuff we have around our house. And like, there's really not anything that you can individually do about that.
No, it's just there.
So, you know, try not to panic. And also, you don't need to worry about this as far as breast milk goes. That's the whole point of this episode.
That's the point. I don't want to make anybody like feel like I'm trying to bash their formula. I don't want anybody to think I'm trying to, you know, cause any kind of problems or be like all judgmental or anything. It is more about like, I don't want anybody to think that there's something wrong with their breast milk because there's been contaminants found in it. I would be surprised if they didn't find contaminants in it, quite honestly, because it's just in our bodies. So this article should not really be a surprise to anybody. And we should take it for what it is. They put this article out there. They said there's these chemicals in here. Okay. We know they're everywhere. And now we're saying they're in breast milk. Okay. They're everywhere. Yeah. So if you feed your baby formula, they're still going to get the same chemicals because they're still breathing the air. So they might as well get the protective factors of your breast milk. And they'd be better off anyway. That's kind of it.
That's it.
That's it.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.